Hello, and welcome to another episode of Successful Inventing. I'm your host, Ken Johnson. Welcome. Today we're going to discuss copyrights. And the subject matter being copyrights, I'm going to help you appreciate why a copyright provides protection that lasts far longer than a patent. You see, a copyright can protect your invention for the lifetime of the inventor plus 70 years. That's right, the inventor or the author's lifetime plus 70 years of protection. So your heirs can benefit from your copyright protection long after you're gone. So generally speaking, whenever it's possible, you want to have a copyright as a form of IP protection for your invention, wherever it's possible. Now, copyrights don't apply to every invention, though. For instance, if you created some type of mechanical device, you've created something that has a function to it, it has an industrial function, or any other functionality, then a patent would apply to that invention. And you can enjoy, assuming you can obtain a patent, you can enjoy a 17 years of protection for your patented invention. However, a patent does not apply, generally speaking, to works of expression. This would include things like music or songs, song lyrics. It would include things like portraits or paintings, instructions. For instance, the instructions for phase 10 are copywritten. I can't patent a set of instructions, but I can copyright them. And those instructions, though, enjoy IP protection for my lifetime plus 70 or 70 years after I'm gone. So that is very important. So again, copyrights protect the expression, whereas patents protect the functionality. How do you make something function or do what it does? That is where patents come into play. Whereas expression, such as books, songs, art, those are expressions and they are copywritten. You want to have a monopoly right on copying that expression. Whereas when it comes to a patented functional item, you're not protecting copying that function, you're protecting someone creating something that functions in the same way using the same patented, protected method or methodology or approach. So again, keep this in mind. Talk to your attorney if you need more clarity. But it's always helpful to know that you have various forms of protection for your intellectual property. You can copyright it. You can patent it. You can also have a trade secret and other things that you can do to protect the secrecy of your invention. And you can also have a trademark, which protects the mark, the name, what have you, of that particular invention. Again, looking at Phase 10 or the board game Monopoly or Coca-Cola or Pepsi, Nike, those are trademarks. They protect that brand in trade. That's why they're called trademarks. In trading or selling that item, you want to protect the name or that brand from others who would copy and try to counterfeit their product for yours. That's what a trademark does. And we'll get into more detail on trademark protection in another episode. However, for now, consider a copyright when it's possible for you. So if you have instructions, if you have a booklet related to your invention, anything that expresses the concept of your idea, you want to try to copyright. This gives you long-lasting protection that lasts by far that protection afforded to a patent. You want to try to get a copyright. It can be in conjunction with a patent, but if you have the possibility of a copyright, again, you have an expression of your concept or your idea, you want to copyright that whenever possible. Speak to an attorney, get more insight, but I think you'll be happy to find out if it's possible that you can do a copyright. Another thing to think about when it comes to copyrights, expenses. They're very, very inexpensive. For less than $100, if you file it yourself, you can have a copyright. Whereas a patent, even if you did it yourself, the filing fees alone are more than that of a copyright registration. Not to mention the cost you would incur if you hire a patent attorney. So the filing fees for patents are far more expensive. The attorneys associated with preparing the application and dealing with the prosecution of the claims can be very expensive, could cost you tens of thousands of dollars for a patent that only lasts, if it is issued, 17 years. Whereas a copyright lasts, once it's issued or registered, will last the lifetime of the author or inventor. They prefer to refer to the inventor in copyright circles. They refer to the inventor as the author. So the lifetime of the author plus 70 years. That's a long time. Your heirs will appreciate it. You will appreciate it, the longevity that you have associated with a copyright. And you have a lot of other rights that I can't get into right now, such as a copyright termination. A licensing termination associated with the copyright. If after 35 years you decide you want to terminate a license that you've issued related to your copywritten work, you can terminate it and reissue a license to others. That's very complex, but that's something to think about. And talk to your patent attorney. If in fact you have a copyright, you may want to look into the clause that allows you to terminate a license that you may have issued and reissue it to others. So there are a lot of good things about a copyright. I want you to think about these things. And if in fact, again, you have an idea that's appropriate for a copyright, definitely pursue it. I highly recommend it. And again, you can do it in concert with a patent where patents apply also. Okay. Well, thanks for your time today. Much of what we talked about is in my book, The Simple Plan, 6 Easy Steps to Make Millions from Your Ideas. It's available on Amazon. You may want to check it out. I cover copyrights, patents, all the forms of protection, as well as what I think is the most critical step in inventing, that is evaluating your idea, doing so objectively. And I lay out several steps you can do to objectively evaluate your invention before you spend any money pursuing either protection or creating prototypes or anything of that nature. Very important. It's the number one step of the simple plan. There are 6 steps to the simple plan. The number one step is evaluating this concept that you have, your invention idea. Very important. Check it out in the book. And again, I thank you for listening. You can find other resources on my website, kenjohnsonspeaks.com. Or go to successfulinventing.com for more resources, links to Amazon for my book and other information. Okay, thank you for listening. I hope you have a good day. And as always, I wish you successful inventing.